100 women are imprisoned at the Northwest Arkansas Community Correction Center in downtown Fayetteville. And they're called residents, by the way, not inmates, says Assistant Center Supervisor Gary Tabor.
We are what they call a modified therapeutic community, and we house females.
So offenses like forgery, theft of property, and illegal drug use mostly. Average stay, around a year, but residents can be released early if they succeed in treatment. The two-building complex used to serve as the Washington County Jail until it was converted back in 2008. Much of the interior was repaired and freshly painted cream colors. But soon after they settled in, one of the staff who has art training saw an opportunity and requested permission to paint a mural of the downtown Fayetteville Square circa 1950.
They took a panoramic picture of the square and made it life-size.
The hallways filled with accurate renderings of mid-20th century Ozarks shops, a treasure trove of colorful primitive artworks, which few on the outside will ever have an opportunity to see. Nancy Stanberry's treatment coordinator.
It would be like you were actually walking down the sidewalk on the square looking into the shop windows.
At shelves filled with 1950s dry goods and sundries, a bakery stuffed with frosted cakes and donuts, the old Red Cross drugstore, and the Bank of Fayetteville, which still stands on the square. Down the hall, you'll see a pet store, a shoe store, and other businesses, some named after staff. The hallways are also crowded with residents, standing in groups of three and four, and all are on task, heading to the prison laundry or on cleaning or kitchen crew. Two women who've committed some sort of infraction sit on the glazed concrete floor, heads down, polishing the surface with bits of gauze. And just a glance by certain staff will cause residents to quickly move out of sight. The days are highly structured here, Mr. Tabor says.
They spend half the day in treatment. They have individual counseling. They have group counseling. They have life skills. They spend half the day on job structure. They work in the kitchen, the laundry, cleaning crews. Unless they don't have their GED, and then they're mandated to go to the GED classes.
But women have to apply to be a mural crew and submit sample art, says prison staff member Carla Kelly. She's the trained commercial artist who initiated the mural project, choosing the imagery and guiding the painters on technique and composition. And she's clearly a fine teacher. The outcome is just astonishing.
For the most part, most of these ladies haven't done anything more than doodle since high school or didn't know they had a talent. So sometimes you help them with perspective or understanding the color depth, things like that, and you watch the light bulb go off when they start getting this.
The images are taken from photographs and sketched on the wall first, then brushed, using only house paints. One back hall is filled with framed vignettes of popular Northwest Arkansas landmarks, Old Main, Razorback Stadium, Prairie Grove, Battlefield Park, the Basin Park Hotel in Eureka Springs, Montanay, and Devil's Den, complete with bats. But for many, these are also images of home.
When they leave, we actually get to give them a colored print of the murals that they have done because the rest of the world can't see this art.
Which makes it a real privilege to tour this facility. We step into the law library for a moment, which is empty except for an old computer, surrounded floor to ceiling with stacks of hand-painted books, some with very funny titles.
We have The Virtues of Dr. Pepper by Mr. Tabor.
Are you a Dr. Pepper drinker?
Yes, ma'am.
We've got Forgery for Dummies back here. You name it.
One row of books are titled after the 20 original residents of this place, long integrated back into society. Across from the stacks is a painting of a roaring fireplace where you can pretend warm your hands. Down the hall, we finally meet the famous mural crew, who are busy stippling a large green Christmas tree on paper with sponges. It will hang in the lobby, covered in paper ornaments. Kayla Wilkes is from Fayetteville.
My experience with the mural crew has been amazing. It's definitely been a good outlet. It helped me learn a lot of things, as well as a way to escape from the normal everyday life here. It's been very uplifting, and the people that I work with, that we share a lot of the common qualities and things that we want in life. So it's been pretty awesome.
Hello, my name is Christine Branson. I'm from Rogers, Arkansas. I knew I could do art, but I didn't think that I was that good at it. But being on murals, it's helped with my confidence. It's helped me a lot being, just when I come to work, I can relax and not be so stressed out during the day, and it's a relief.
And Raven Posey's from Mansfield. She's never painted before.
It's helped me, be proud of myself. And that's something that I've always had trouble with, and be proud of my work, and to have others be proud of my work, and to hear, how well I'm doing. It really helps with the treatment here, with myself. It's also a really good coping skill, I guess, because it's hard to be away from family and home and everything. So to be able to come in here and paint beautiful pictures and kind of escape from the whole walls and everything, it helps so much, and it helps to relax me and cope with a lot of things that I deal with inside. So I've really, really enjoyed it, and it's a blessing, truly.
My name is Julia Wilson. I'm from Rogers also. I'm the newest one on the murals crew. I've just been here for about 3 days. I haven't got to really get into the painting yet, but I have got to draw some, and I love it. I love it here. I love all the paintings the ladies do for us that have done on the walls.
Her women experience and learn discipline, but also get deep connection with each other and with staff.
My name is Kim. I'm from Rogers, Arkansas, and I think we all have an epiphany after you've been here a certain length of time. I think you have to make the program work for you.
Treatment coordinator Nancy Stambier says the therapy here is 24/7, conducted by all 37 staff in some capacity.
Each staff member here, whether you're security staff or kitchen staff or a counselor, is responsible for treatment and being part of the therapeutic community, therapeutic family.
Many also get drug and alcohol treatment. In fact, down the stairs to the kitchen and dining hall hang murals of each of the 12 steps to recovery. Mr. Deal, the center's maintenance supervisor, along with Mr. Glover, constructed frames for each 12-step mural and many other of the mural images here. There's even a faux banister. Downstairs in the dining hall and kitchen area are planned murals that will feature a farmer's market and cafe.
Hi!
It's only 1 p.m., and already kitchen crews working on tonight's supper, some Italian cuisine by their fragrance. A culinary chef on staff teaches the women the fine art of cuisine. And down the hall from here, in another wing, someday we'll hang murals based on Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art Masterworks. All this painting may actually help women overcome rigid self-defense survival mechanisms. According to initial studies on the effectiveness of art therapy on prison populations, it's shown to relieve depression and cultivate self-control. Working in collaboration can also build self-esteem and cooperation. The Fayetteville Correction Center is the only one in the state which offers such intensive art programming. The Arkansas Department of Community Corrections operates 5 facilities around the state, 2 for women, 3 for men. Rhonda Sharp, spokesperson, says all offer some form of therapy.
Well, I think our statistics speak best of how effective the program is. For our community correction centers, we have a recidivism rate of just 26.4%. That means of the people who go through one of our centers and its programming are more likely to stay in their community doing what they're supposed to be doing.
As compared to conventional prison, which is significantly higher, Rhonda Sharp says. But she and other personnel are also seeing how interior muraling clearly lifts spirits.
They took what was a former jail and they've turned it into a really lovely facility.
And change likely happens more at a lovely facility. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.